From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Former California Senate Republican leader Dave Cogdill died over the weekend. He's being remembered with bipartisan praise for his role in a crucial budget deal that helped end the largest deficit in the state's history. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
It was early 2009. The California budget deficit stood at $40 billion, and the state capitol was gridlocked. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and the four legislative leaders negotiated around the clock for weeks, searching for a mix of tax increases, spending cuts, and policy changes that could win supermajority approval. The deal came at a heavy cost. Late one night, Senate Republicans ousted their leader, Dave Cogdill, who had negotiated the agreement and was working to round up votes for it. Governor Schwarzenegger tells Capitol Public Radio that Cogdill hated it, but did what was best for the state.
So even though it was against our principles, we voted for the tax increase and got the tax increase, but it cost him his job.
In fact, each of the six Republicans who voted for the deal saw their political careers wither. Former Republican Assemblyman Roger Nilo is one of them.
I still think in retrospect was the best deal, and Dave did an outstanding job of that, and in my opinion, he was horribly mistreated by his caucus.
Cogdill and the other legislative leaders were honored with the prestigious Profile in Courage Award from the John F. Kennedy Presidential Library. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg was the Senate's Democratic leader at the time.
His actions were a true profile in courage because he really consciously gave up his leadership to save the state.
Schwarzenegger remembers Cogdill as a great leader and a friend, with a sense of humor and a strong work ethic.
He would call me late at night about ideas that he has, so I knew that he was working at it and reading and studying and trying to figure things out. He was a very, very dedicated public servant.
Dave Cogdill died Sunday after battling pancreatic cancer. He was 66 years old. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Find this story and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.